能够来归向神。
And hope that the Israelites will return back to God.
因为那个时候还是士师时代。
At the time, it is still the time of the judges.
啊，国中无王。
There are a country without king.
整个社会非常混乱。
And the society was very chaotic.
不懂得什么叫做敬拜神。
They did not know what it means to worship.
啊，那么一位年长者祭司以利呢？
And there was a priest named Eli.
真的是很可怜。
That he was very sad.
虽然是一个很尊贵的祭司。
Even though he was a very honorable priest.
但是不懂得怎么教他的孩子。
He did not know how to educate his children.
导致于他的孩子这个犯罪越来越大胆。
And so that his children sinned against God greatly.
有句话说小孩的时候偷人家的胡瓜长大去偷牛
There's a saying that if a child is not educated when they're young, then they will do worse things when they're older.
小时候做的坏事情，父母都不觉得重，没关，觉得重要。
If the parents not educate their children when they're young,
所以孩子就越来越大胆。
Then they would be more and more bold.
所做的坏事越来越大。
And they would do more and more wicked things.
结果他们这一家人被神咒诅。
And so the entire family was cursed by God.
他们家里没有人到中年就死掉了。
And and the entire family died before,
非常的凄惨。
Before their age, and it is very sad.
那个时候
and at the time,
有一家人
there was a family,
就是这个 Hannah 这一位做妈妈的。
There was a mother named Hannah.
她本来是不会生小孩的。
She was barren.
她哭了。
And she cried.
向神迫切祷告。
She prayed desperately to God.
连这个以利都感动了。
And even,
这个以利祭司都非常感动。
And even Eli the priest was touched by her.
所以神就应许他生了这个撒母耳。
So God gave her Samuel.
那他要生之前呢？
And before she gave birth,
他已经向神许愿了。
She made a wish to God.
我生了这个孩子，我要献给神。
That if I have this child, then I will dedicate this child to God.
但是献给神不是随便献的。
But it was not doing. She did not do it lightly.
我们要献给神，都是要献最好的。
Whenever we offer to God, we give our best to God.
表示说我们真的尊重神。
And that means we truly fear Him.
神对我这么好。
And that God is very good to us.
我怎么可以随便把不好的献给神呢？
How can we offer what is not perfect to Him?
所以他要把这个小孩子送到圣殿去服侍神的时候。
So. She sent her son to serve in the temple.
这个哈拿呢，他就先在家里做好这个栽培他孩子的工作。
And prior to that, Hannah educated her son at home.
让他懂得敬畏神。
So that this child knows to fear God.
真的做父母要非常的用心。
So as parents, we have to put in a lot of effort.
我们用心一定会有结果的。
And with our effort, there is a result.
我几天前见证
And as I testified a couple of days ago,
我们有一个弟兄
we have a brother.
他有两个儿子。
And he has two sons.
一个是五岁，一个是四岁。
One is five, one is four.
那每天要读圣经
And every day they read the Bible.
每天都要背一节圣经
Every day they memorize the Bible verse.
那时候小子孩子还没读书
And this was before they went to school.
那怎么知道这圣经的内容呢？
So how would they know the content of the Bible?
所以读到哥罗前书三章六节的时候
So when they read to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16,
这个做爸爸的要孩子背这一节经节。
As a father, he wanted them to memorize it.
我们来看一下哥罗前书三章六节。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
三章六节。
Excuse me, 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
说我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌，唯有神叫它生长。
I planted Apollos water, but God gave the increase.
小朋友怎么知道神呢
？So how would a child know God?
神在哪里
？Where is God?
小朋友怎么知道呢
？How would a child know?
那这个做爸爸很用心
And so this father put in a lot of work.
买了两个盆栽
So he bought two.
就是有那个
two pots
栽种花的那个泥土那个土了
And then he put in soil.
然后呢，就给他这两个孩子。
And then he gave it to each of his
child. And
then there's a little tiny seed.
把它放在里面哦,
he put it in the soil.
那你们天天要浇水哦,
and then he told them that you have to water it daily.
几天以后你看看有没有长出什么东西,
and after a couple of days to see if it, if it
grew. And
then it had beautiful
flowers.
So then he taught his
child
that you need to memorize.
爸爸栽种了,
that I planted,
你们浇灌了,
you watered,
神叫他生长,
but God gave the increase.
哎, 他看到花长出来了,
and when they saw that the flower bloomed,
为什么小小种子会长出花来呢?
That how is it possible that it bloomed from a small seed?
因为神创造的啦,
because God created,
给他生命,
and he gave
it life. 所以你给他浇水, 他就生长了。
And so after you water it, it grew.
有一天呢, 他们读到哥罗前书13章,
and one day they read 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
所以他们又写了一节经文要孩子背。
And then again they pick another verse for them to memorize.
这个爸爸就写了13章第4节。
And then the father chose 3 verse 13.
第4节,
verse 4.
那这个这一节很长嘛,
and so this verse is very long.
他就教孩子背这样背哦。
And then so he taught his child.
爱是含久忍耐又有恩慈。 他说背这一句话就好了，后面不用背。
And then he taught them that love is kind.
哎，那这小朋友都是很聪明的哈。
And then the child is very smart.
我最近才听我那个3岁半的那个小孙女啊。
And then recently I've heard my granddaughter.
她可以背诗篇23篇。
That she's able to memorize Psalm 23.
我的小孩子怎么记忆力那么好？
And as children, they have really good memory.
她可能不懂里面意思啊。
They may not know the meaning of the content.
23篇,
but she was able to memorize Psalm 23. And that love is everlasting.
好,哎,背好了以后,
and after they memorize
发生作用,
it, and one day it worked.
这个弟兄跟他太太吵架,
one day the husband fought with the wife. And they had a really big argument. And one child hold on to the mother, one child hold on to the father. And they recited this verse.
就爱是很久忍耐啊,
that love is patient.
又有恩慈,
it is kind.
就他们这户听了以后,
and after they heard this, they stopped fighting.
爱是很久忍耐,
and that love is patient.
还有恩慈,
and that you need to have
啊, 这位弟兄这样跟我讲,
kindness. And so the husband told me,
感谢主啊,
thank God.
我们从小就教孩子背神的话,
that ever since they're young, we taught them to know the word of God. And now our children is grown and unmarried, and that it works.
一个孩子懂得神的话,
that when a child knows the word of God, and they grow up in the church,
在教会服事,
they serve in the church,
在社会蒙神祝福,
they're blessed by God in society.
不要小看 神的话,
and so we do not look down on the word of God.
能不能成功,
and whether or not our child can succeed,
这个成功不单单社会上的成功,
the success is not only in the society,
真的神跟他同在,
but it is that God is with the child.
所以我们做父母要下功夫啊,
and so as parents, we must put in the work.
孩子还小不懂,
we should not think that our child is young and don't understand.
等他们长大自己再去学习道理,
and that when they grow up, they can learn it on their own.
太慢了,
it is too late.
三岁, 定终身啊,
and that it matters starting from 3.
孩子在三岁的时候你好好赶快教了,
starting from 3 you need to start teaching them.
所以这个 Hannah 她这样的来教导她的孩子,
and so this is how Hannah educated
啊, 教导好,
her child
好了以后啊,
and afterwards
才带到以利的面前啊,
she brought it in front of Eli.
啊, 所以在这个第二, 那个撒母记上第2章的11节,
1 Samuel 2:11. And that this child ministered to the Lord.
可能大概是12岁左右吧。
Perhaps the child is around 12.
那时候在圣殿在侍奉。
And that he is ministering in the temple. And what does he do every day? Let's look at 3 verse 15.
天亮就要开门了,
And that he opened up the door of the house of the Lord.
好像是在管会堂的一样啊。
Like he is the gatekeeper of the temple.
乖哈。
And that he is very good.
已经不在爸爸妈妈身边了。
He's no longer by his parents.
在圣殿服侍了。
And he is ministering in the temple of God.
那个以利的话。
And he listened to the words of Eli.
什么时候要开门，什么时候要关门。
When to close or open the door.
什么事情。
And whatever he's told to do.
因为他已经有好的道理的基础了。
And because he has a firm foundation of truth.
所以这是一个很顺服的一个孩子。
And he's an obedient child.
我看过一篇故事啊。
And I've read of this story.
日本在一个最艰难的时候啊。
During the hardest time in Japan,
有一个小朋友,
there was a child.
大概也是五岁左右吧,
and this child is around 5 years old.
家里没饭吃了,
and that there's no food at home.
爸爸养不起他了,
and the father is not able to take care of the child.
结果呢, 经过朋友的介绍,
after the recommendation of a friend,
就把这个孩子送到那个, 一个将军的家。
He brought a child to the house of a
希望能够在将军的家能够得到饭吃了。
And that hopefully being there, that child has food to eat.
五岁能够做什么？
So what can the child do if the child is only five?
很体贴这个穷孩子了。
And so this commander cares for this child.
你每天早上帮我把我的鞋子拿到我的门口。
And told him, every morning bring my shoes to the front of my room.
每天都帮我把鞋子拿过来。
Every day just bring my shoes to me.
他就每天做很简单这样工作。
And so this child does this simple task.
他就有饭吃。
And then he will have food
to eat. 没有这样就没饭吃啊。
If you don't do it, you don't have food to eat.
让孩子知道你要得到一口饭。
And let the child know that if you want to have
你要学习付出代价。
Something to eat, you need to put in an effort.
那爸爸就跟他讲。
And the father told him,
你要成为全世界好。最会拿鞋子的一个小朋友。
You're going to be the best shoekeeper in the world.
哦，他就真的立志要成为最好的会拿鞋子的小朋友。
And he wanted to be the best shoekeeper in the world.
有一天下雪了。
And so one time it snowed.
哇，好冷好冷啊。
It was very, very cold.
那这个小朋友就想到，哎呀，我这个鞋子拿给将军穿的话，哈。
And the child thought, if I bring the shoes to the commander,
鞋子是冷冰冰的,
that the shoes will be cold.
将军穿得不舒服啊,
and it will be uncomfortable for him.
所以他怎么样呢?
So what did the child do?
不敢去睡觉。
And the child was afraid to sleep.
他就把那个鞋子抱在他的衣服里面了。
So the child hugged the shoes.
哦，让那个鞋子能够有点温度啊。
Until there's some temperature.
那因为怕睡着了哈。
And because he was afraid to fall asleep,
蹲在那个门口啊,
so he squat at the door.
那将军早上起床了,
and the morning when the commander woke up, he was about to wear his shoes.
怎么没有看到鞋子啊?
He didn't see it.
再看, 小朋友在, 那个蹲在那门的旁边啊。
And then he saw that the child was squatting by the door.
哦, 就那个将军把他叫醒。
And then he woke up.
我的鞋子呢?
And saying, where's my shoe?
这个小朋友就赶快把鞋子拿。从衣服里面拿出来。
So the child hurried and took out the shoe.
我鞋子在这里啊。
From his clothes, inside of his clothes, and he said, "It's here."
将军看了很感动。
And when the commander saw this, he was greatly touched.
这个小朋友怎么那么懂事啊？
That how is this child so understanding?
他把我穿这个冰冷的鞋子哈。
And caring that he did not want me to wear cold shoes.
自己受苦啊。
That he'd rather suffer.
抱着鞋子睡觉。
And to hug the shoes to sleep.
结果这个小朋友呢？
And this child.
将来成为一个伟大人物。
And he later became a great person.
将军栽培他嘛。
Because the commander raised him to become a great person.
所以我们就可以了解。
And so we can understand.
一个有懂得道理的孩子。
A child who knows the truth.
是很规矩的。
Has great manner.
还会替别人着想。
And will care for another.
但是我们假如说没有好心的孩子的话。
But if we do not train our child.
孩子五六岁已经懂事了。
And by five or six, our child is already. 我们早没有训练的话。Able to do a lot of things.
他只会伸手要拿东西。
Then our child will only
嘴巴张开也要吃东西。
Take out his hand or her hand to get something
自己什么都不会做。
And open his or her mouth. And will not do anything for themselves.
我这几天看到柯传道的报告，工作报告。
And recently I saw a report from Pastor Ko.
在西班牙的马德里有一个会堂。
And right now we have a chapel in Spain.
最近那边呢开学生的那个灵恩会。
And recently they held a student spiritual convocation.
上完课以后。
And after class.
他们要打扫。
That they are about to clean.
吃饱饭以后。
And after they've ate,
小朋友自己要去洗碗了。
The children want to wash dishes.
不是这些大人帮他们做的。
Not the adults who wash dishes for them.
就是让他们知道你学的道理以后哈。
And it is for them to understand that after you learn this truth,
也要懂得做。
That you need to learn how to do it, things that you can do.
我看到的工作报告也是很感动啊。
And when I read the report, I was moved.
我们在教会跟在外面不一样。
That it is different. The church is different from outside.
怎么样去做服侍的工作
？That we need to teach our children how to serve.、
啊、那么他就这样慢慢长大。
And so slowly he grew.
我们看二十一节。
And let's look at verse 21.
耶和华眷顾哈拿，他就怀孕生了三个孩子，两个女儿。那孩子撒母在耶和华面前渐渐长大。啊，这个孩子在耶和华面前渐长大。
And that the child grew up in the Lord.
二十六节呢？
Verse 26.
孩子撒母渐渐长大，耶那个主跟人啊，耶和华喜爱他，神跟人都喜欢他。
And that child grew in stature and in favor both with the Lord and men.
所以我们的这个信仰的教育啊。
And so this religious education
不只是在教会啊。
It's not only within the church.
一个礼拜两个小时可能是这样啊。
Because at church it's only 2 hours for a week.
信仰的教育是在家里的。
But what's more important is that religious education happens at home. It is a daily education.
非常重要。
And it is very important.
有一次一个小朋友。
And one time there was a child.
他跟妈妈讲。
And the child told the mother.
妈妈，我要去参加灵恩会哦。
And the child told the mother that I want to attend spiritual
convocation
and I don't have the Holy Spirit yet.
我要祷告求圣灵。
That I'm going to pray for the Holy Spirit.
妈妈说，你礼拜六去就好了嘛。
And the child said, why don't you just go on Saturday?
他跟妈妈讲：“妈妈不行啊。”
And then the child said to the mother, "No."
礼拜六不行啊。
That I can't, not on Saturday.
我布道会都要去求圣灵呢。
Because I saw everyone is praying for the Holy Spirit.、
啊、那么妈妈说：“那个家庭老师要来给你补习、啊。”
And the mother said, "But the tutoring is coming to her house."
他跟妈妈讲：“妈妈，你跟老师讲，这个礼拜不用来了。”
And the child said, "Tell the mother that tell the tutor not to come this week."
我要去教会了。
Tell the tutor that I'm going to church.
没有圣灵不行啊。
That I need to have the Holy Spirit.
有圣灵，主耶稣才会给我智慧啊。
Because with the Holy Spirit, God will give me wisdom.
你跟老师讲不用来了。
And tell the tutor that don't come anymore.
那我一定会自己努力读书。
I will study hard on my own.
那你看看我功课会不会退步？
And you can see if my,
你看这个孩子很有信心哦。
If I can keep up my grade.
他认为说，我祷告主耶稣会给我智慧啊。
And so the child has great faith and
所以布道会的期间哦。
And understood that prayer works.
每天晚上都来求圣灵。
And so every night, the child comes to pray for the Holy Spirit.
他有这个心啊，就求到圣灵了。
And because the child had the heart.
我们教会一些小朋友哈。
Received the he or she received the Holy Spirit.
一年级、二年级都得到圣灵。
And so many children in church received the Holy Spirit.
我家那个小的女儿哈，二年级就得到圣灵。
And my daughter received Holy Spirit when she was in second grade.
所以说，这个小朋友他这么有信心。
So this child had great faith.
妈妈就同意了。
The mother agreed.
所以今天我们很担心的是什么
？So today, what are we worried about?
我们父母把学业当作最重要。
As parents, we place their education first.
当然，学业很重要。
Yes, education is important.
没有信仰，有好的学业有什么用呢
？But without faith, what does it matter to have education?
应该有这个正确的观念。
And we need to have the correct concept.
这个小朋友竟然那么有信心。
And the child was had full of faith.
妈妈也配合他了。
And then the mother supported.
所以你看这样的孩子啊。
And so this child
在神在人面前呢、啊，多怎么样呢？得到喜欢。
Had favor in both in the eyes of men and God.
啊，所以这个撒母耳呢，他到圣殿服事的时候。
And so when Samuel served in the temple.
啊，是年纪很小。
He was very young.
所以第三章第四节啊。
3 verse 4.
在睡觉的时候啊。
When he was sleeping.
啊，神呼叫撒母耳。
God called Samuel.
他以为是以利叫他。
And at first he thought it was Eli.
你说我没有叫你啊，你去睡觉。
And Eli said, "I didn't call you. Go back to sleep."
第二次又是神叫他。
And the second time God called him.
你叫我跟你以利讲说你叫我吗
？And again he went to Eli and said, "Did you call me?"
没有啊，我没有叫你去睡觉。
And Eli said, "No, go back to sleep."
第三次啊。
Third time.
神又叫他。
Eli, God called him again.
以利就知道。
And Eli knew.
是神在叫他。
That it was God calling him.
所以以利就跟他怎么讲
？And so what did Eli say to him?
说叫又有声音叫你的话哈。
And he said, if you hear a voice again,
你要知道、哦、
that you need to know.
这个是神在叫你。
That this is the Lord calling you.
你要怎么回答呢
？And how are you going to respond?
我们看那个撒母耳记第三章。
Let's look at chapter 3.
这个第九节哈。
Verse 9.
因此以利对撒母耳说, 你能去睡吧, 若再呼唤你, 你就说耶和华, 请说仆人静听, 撒母耳就去, 人睡在原处。 这里先知就教他了。
And so the prophet teaches him
你要跟神讲啊,
that you must say to God,
请说,
Speak, Lord,
仆人静听,
for your servant hears.
啊, 这种, 这个以利这样也是教导得不错嘛,
and this is pretty good.
但是他对他的孩子教导是放纵的,
Yet he did not teach his own children this way.
And
that what he's saying is correct. Please speak.
现在有些孩子哦, 人家, 要做什么事情不会说请让我过不会讲啊。
And nowadays, some children do not say please.
都没有这种礼貌。
They don't have a manner.
请谢谢,
please,
对不起,
thank you, sorry. That's something they need to learn.
所以我们一定要告诉我们的孩子,
so we must teach our children
要请人帮忙, 要说请,
that if you need someone, you need a favor from someone, you have to say please. It is a very basic manner.
那接下来还说, 跟神讲说, 仆人敬你, 仆人,
and then he said, "My your servant."
仆人按照圣经的观念来讲,
and from the perspective of the Bible,
这个仆人跟一般仆人不一样,
the servant is different
你看,
from what we usually know of a servant.
我是仆人,
just as Abraham said, I am a servant. Moses said, I am the servant of God. And servant is a very honorable role because we are the servant of God in heaven.
能够在教会来服侍哦,
and so being able to serve in church,
那是求之不得,
it is something that you cannot even ask for.
以前有一个政府的代表的官, 一个单位的很高级的代表,
and there used to be a representative from the government.
他犯死罪啊,
he committed deadly sin.
教会给他除名, 工作都不给他做,
and then the church would not give him any holy work to do.
我来打扫好吗?
And then this person said, can I clean? The church will not allow this person to clean because this person is not qualified. And so as a servant, it is a very honorable thing to do. And there's a pastor. And the pastor, the father, encouraged the pastor to be a pastor at church. That you may not be very talented. You may not be wealthier than others. You only have one thing,
就当奴才啊,
which is to be a servant.
在教会要当奴才,
which is to be a servant in church.
就是当仆人的意思啊,
and it means that you are
好来服侍弟兄姐妹,
to serve others, to serve brothers
他的,
and sisters.
他的爸爸跟他这样讲,
and the father told the pastor,
好好做仆人的工作,
do a good job as a servant.
所以我们应该以服侍神为荣耀,
and so we need to we need to find glory in serving. And do not push away holy work.
主动说, 要参与圣工,
that we need to volunteer to serve.
哎, 要争先恐后才对,
and to serve with our heart.
要做给我们的孩子看,
and to set an example for our children.
哎, 那不止如此,
and not only so,
啊, 说要静听,
to listen.
要聚精会神的, 去听神的话,
to listen to the word of God.
啊, 现在我们有时候发现, 哦,
and nowadays we notice that our phones are very convenient. And sometimes during service, and some people are swiping their phones, that they cannot focus listening to the sermon. And that is not listening attentively. And in verse 10, when the Lord is calling,
仆人静听,
and Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears.
静听啊,
the servant hears. And this is important.
哎, 所以我们今天要了解,
and so today we need to understand that why is that the truth in the true Jesus Church?
哎, 我们都能够照圣经的, 啊, 啊, 那个去遵守,
that everything is according to the Bible.
啊, 因为有圣灵帮助我们,
and because the Holy Spirit helps us. So according to Isaiah chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 2,
第二章, 啊, 我们来看到第三节,
let us look at verse 3.
啊, 必有许多国民前往说, 来吧, 我们登耶和华的山, 跟雅各神的殿, 主必将他的道教训我们, 我们要行他的路。啊, 这里告诉我们, 很多弟兄姐妹喜欢来教会聚会,
And here tells us that a lot of brothers and sisters like to go to the house of God.
为什么呢?
Why?
说因为信会出于西安, 耶和的言语必出于耶路撒冷。 这讲得很清楚。
And here clearly tells us
真理得救的道理是从教会出来的。
That the truth, the way of salvation, comes from the church.
西安, 耶路撒冷是预表教会。
And Zion, Jerusalem, represents the church.
假如你真的能够用恭敬的态度去领受的话,
And today, if you can receive it with a heart of fear, and when you don't understand,
你去祷告啊,
you pray,
哎, 神会启发你的心啊,
then God will open your heart.
你就可以, 啊, 知道, 啊, 这什么意思啊?
Then you may understand the meaning of it.
所以我们真的很有福气。
And so we are very blessed.
我们的前辈都是很恭敬的去听神的话。
That our elders and our parents listen to the words of God.
我们今天得到这个宝贵的道理啊。
And that we receive this truth.
我们要把这个道理给我们的孩子。
And we need to give this truth to our children.
所以我们看到第三章十九节。
And if we look at 3 verse 19.
撒母耳长大了。
Samuel grew up.
耶和华跟他同在,
and the Lord was with him.
神为什么要跟他同在?
Why was the Lord with him?
因为他很顺服嘛,
because Samuel was obedient.
圣经怎么说, 他就怎么做,
whatever it is said that he does.
所以神跟他同在,
so God was with him.
我们在英国有一个张阔弟兄啊,
and in the UK, there is a Zhang brother, Brother Zhang.
从其他教派到我们真耶稣教会,
and then he came from another Christian denomination.
他在一个印度人公司啊,
and he worked in a company,
负责一家那个商店,
Indian company, and he was in charge of a grocery store.
这个印度人他有很多的店啊,
and this Indian has a lot of stores.
那么我们这个弟兄啊,
and our brother,
他经营那家店第一名啊,
that he was the best at taking care of the grocery store.
那这有一天这个弟兄就跟他们老板讲,
and so one day this brother told his boss,
老板,我以后礼拜六我要请假。
He said, on Saturday, I have to take off work.
我不能来上班了。
I can't work.
啊, 老板说不可以啊。
And the boss said, no.
礼拜六生意最好怎么可以请假?
That we have the best business on Saturday.
啊, 那这个张弟兄怎么说?
And what did this brother Zhang said?
对不起, 那我要辞职,
he said, then sorry, I have to quit.
因为我礼拜六要去教会守安息日啊。
Because I need to observe Sabbath on Saturday.
啊, 这个张弟兄说我不干了, 老板。 吓了一跳,
and when this brother said that he quit, the boss was surprised that he was his best worker.
老板不得不妥协,
and so now the boss has to compromise. And he said, do not quit.
这个我来处理, 你可以放假,
I'll handle it. You can take a day
你可以不来上班,
off. You cannot go to work.
哎, 我们这个弟兄就是顺服神,
and this brother is obedient towards God.
这个弟兄体验到神跟他同在,
and so this brother experienced that God was with him. And he gave him wisdom.
所以人家一看就说,哎呀,这个有神跟他同在的。
And so others see him and know that God is with this person. And so we need to have this heart of obedience. And so this is why it says that the Lord was with him.
顺服神的话嘛,
because he was obedient to the words of God.
再来他所说的话,一句都不落空,
and that nothing falls short.
哎, 比如说哈,
for example,
我们有一个弟兄啊,
we have a brother.
他养了 这鱼池养了很多鱼,
he had many fish,
啊,
有一天那个夏天啊, and one summer it was too hot.
哇, 他很多鱼啊,死掉了,
so many of his fish died.
啊, 他就赶快把那些还没死的赶快捞上来啊,
and he quickly and take up the one that haven't died yet,
赶快去卖了,
that he went to sell them.
啊, 没信主就笑他,
and those who are unbelieving said,
耶稣有什么用?
What good does it do for you to believe in God?
我们鱼都不会死, 你的鱼怎么会死?
None of our fish died, but yours died.
那因为传道人跟他讲,
and the pastor told him,
因为说罗马书第八章,
and Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章28节,
verse 28,
啊, 罗马书第八章28节,
Romans 8:28,
说我们晓得万事互相效力, 叫爱神的人得到益处, 就是按他旨意被召的人啊，因为传道人跟他这样讲,
and the pastor told him,
所以他多有体会,
so he had this experience,
圣经的话不会落空,
that the word of God will not fall short.
过了两个礼拜以后,
after 2 weeks,
突然之间啊,
suddenly,
哇, 台风来了,
there was typhoon,
这个海水啊, 倒灌进来,
and all the ocean water came
就把很多人,
in,
就把很多人
and flooded all the fish out of the pond.
一条都不存了,
not one left.
都没有了,
All of them gone.
哎、后来才他们没有信主才知道。
And those who are not believing.
还是你们信耶稣好。
Said that it's better for you to believe.
因为他还有一些鱼可以卖。
Because you at least have some fish to sell.
主耶稣早已经在提醒他了。
And so, God already reminded him.
赶快把鱼捞去卖啊。
To pick up the rest of the fish and sell them.
哦，事后才知道。
And later on, he realized.
有神的美意的。
That God has His own beautiful will.
所以有时候我们遇到患难的事情哈。
And so when we face tribulations.
我们懂得道理就不会埋怨嘛。
If we know the truth, then we know not to grumble.
圣经的话不落空的。
And that the word of God will not fall short.
不只是这样子。
And not only so.
在这个撒母耳记上的第三章。
In 1 Samuel chapter 3.
这里怎么说呢？
What does it say here?
21节。
Verse 21.
耶和华又在扫罗显现，因为他耶和华将自己的话默示撒母耳，撒母耳就把这话传遍以色列地。哎，这个撒母耳哈，他都会知道神给他启示。
And Samuel has revelation from God.
啊，其实我们很多小朋友。
And a lot of our children.
有时候神也会默示给他的。
Sometimes God revealed Himself to them.
有一个大概四年级的小妹妹哈。
And there was a small girl who was in fourth grade. And she attended spiritual convocation.
那有一次聚完会啊。
And one day after service.
啊，她妈妈就跟我讲。
Her mother told me.
说我的孩子昨天做了一个梦。
My child had a dream last night.
梦到。他得圣灵了。
And she dreamed that she had she got the Holy Spirit.
是的，那时候还没得圣灵嘛哈。
And at the time she didn't have the Holy Spirit.
我就跟他妈妈讲。
So I told the mother.
鼓励你孩子。
You need to encourage your child.
已经在提醒他会得圣灵的。
That God is already reminding her that she will receive it.
认真祷告。
So tell.
那一次你可以得到圣灵。
So tell her to pray even harder.
是神就是异梦。跟他讲
and God through a vision told her.
这孩子很乖的
and this child was very good.
祷告很认真
she prayed very hard.
另外有一个小朋友
and there's another child.
也是小学生
and this child is also in an elementary school. And the mother told the child that you need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
你没有圣灵的话进不了天国
If you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven.
主耶稣把爸爸妈妈带到天国去了
And one day,God will take your parents away.
你没有圣灵，你不能到天国。
And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, then you cannot go into heaven.
只要到地狱了，更糟糕。
And what happens if you go into hell?
这个小孩子啊，哇，心里很担心。
And so this child was very worried.
爸爸妈妈都有圣灵了。
That both of the child's parents have the Holy Spirit, and I don't have it.
爸爸妈妈被主耶稣带到天国去。
And what if my parents are taken away by God?
我没有怎么去啊。
Without it, how can I go?
我那一次在按手的时候
，and so that time when I laid hands,
那个小弟就拼命祷告。
This little brother prayed earnestly.
祷告快要按铃的时候
，and when I was about to ring the bell,
受圣灵了。
He received the Holy Spirit.
那时候铃声一响
，and when the bell rang,
小朋友说：“传道怎么那么快啊
？”The child said, "Pastor, how is it so quick?"
因为他得圣灵了。
Because he received the Holy Spirit. And because he received it, he wanted to pray more. And even after I pressed on the bell, he was overjoyed that I received the Holy Spirit. And I don't have to worry about not going to heaven with my parents. And so a lot of the children prayed very hard. They think that if they don't have the Holy Spirit, they can't enter into the kingdom of heaven.
现在呢，我们要来祷告了。
And so now we are here to pray.
我看我们有几位小朋友有得到圣灵。
I can see that some of us, our little children, have the Holy Spirit, that you can speak in tongues.
但是还有一些小朋友还没有受圣灵。
But some of us do not have the Holy Spirit.
所以我们呢要认真祷告。
So we need to pray earnestly.
主耶稣会赐给我们圣灵。
And Lord Jesus Christ will give the Holy Spirit to you.
至少有小学了哈。
And some of us are in elementary school.
幼稚班的哈。
There's only a few of us who are in kindergarten.
所以我们这个读小学的小朋友，我们要认真祷告哈。
And so those who are in elementary school, you need to pray very hard. You need to have faith.
你祷告的时候。
When you pray.
你手要握好。
You need to clasp your hands. Close your eyes.
你要念哈利路亚赞美耶稣，哈利路亚赞美耶稣。
And keep repeating Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
认真祷告。
You have to pray hard.
当圣灵临到你的时候，你会讲灵言。
When the Holy Spirit descend upon you, then you will speak in tongues. And so now we're going to pray together.
那我们大家一起跪下来哈。
And we're going to kneel down.
求圣灵，我们叫他前面来。
And if you are here to pray for the Holy Spirit, please come forth.
我们这个成人哈，也迫切为小朋友来祷告。
And ask all the adults to pray earnestly for the children to receive the Holy Spirit.
我们现在一起跪下祷告。
Now let us kneel down to pray together.